That'd be Never from the Surfers. Kelly Slater, Peter King, and Rob Machado. And these guys, we can talk about the OP Pro and stuff like that, but do you guys, when are you going to have time, or are you going to have time to go out and, you know, support the album? I mean, are you going to do that? Are you going to go, on a tour?
Well, we got a show coming up in Newport.
Oh, wait a minute. Playing August 3rd at the count? Okay. See, I should have read the note.
Yeah.
Is that... I have this thing as August 3rd in Santa Ana. But when's the Newport show, or is that the same place?
Santa Ana, Newport,
it's all the same.
LA.
We're from San Diego, so anything north of San Clemente is Newport.
Right.
It's something else, you know.
All right, so
August 3rd.
Obviously, because of the surfing schedule, you can't do a full-blown tour. But is there a season? I mean, does the tour just go around the world, or is it like, you know, basketball or baseball or any other sport where there's a season?
It's basically March to December, and beginning of March.
So right.
It's basically 10 months, but next year we're we're trying to have it February to August. So we may have a season at some point.
And is it kind of a grind? I mean, just being out 10 months out of the year and having... I mean, I don't think any other professional sport would last if the season lasted 10 months.
Yeah, we keep wondering if it's going to last, like, as it is.
But as I was saying to the guys during the song, this is your life. You'd be surfing 5 days a week or 7 days a week, even if you never made a penny, right?
Yeah.
Drew, would you do that?
Mm-mm.
No. I got hit in the nuts with a Ziffy board when I was like 9, and I said, screw this. I'm going to hang out by the side of the pool. I'm not going in. All right, so Drew?
Yep.
You ready to take some calls?
Yep.
All right. Well, Peter, I know you got a question. We'll get into that, too. But we got plenty of time tonight. Ophelia?
Yeah?
You're 17.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, I've been living with my boyfriend for about 3 years. It'll be 3 years on August 5th.
Since you were 14?
Huh?
Since you were 14?
Yeah.
How old was he?
Oh, he's the same age.
How did you guys support each other? Or support?
Well, I'm a dancer for, I'm a ballet dancer for the San Francisco Ballet. And, like, my wages are small, but they do, like, work.
And what does he do?
He's a sculptor.
And you guys left home and were living together at 14?
Yeah.
How did that happen? I mean, yeah, that's where were your parents?
Well, my mom, I've never met my mom when she was pregnant with me. Okay, well, my mom, she's manic depressive and
okay.
Bipolar.
Okay.
And so when she was pregnant with me, she decided that she wouldn't be able to handle me.
Okay.
So she, and my dad left her because he didn't want to raise, like, a child that could bear her, like, her mental disability.
That's nice.
And so she gave me to my aunt.
Okay.
And then, why I'm living with him is because when I was around 12, my dad all of a sudden came back. And
well, he figured once you weren't, once you weren't damaged, he'd come back in.
Yeah.
And those are really the key parenting years, aren't they? 12 to 14. It's not really the 0 to 12 that
right.
counts.
That's
does it, Drew?
Nothing to do with it.
There's no bonding that goes on there.
That's what he's looking for coming back for a 12-year-old.
Does he want to bang some of your younger friends or borrow some money? What's he looking for?
He wanted me to move in with him, and I did for a while. And by then, I've been dancing for like 6 years.
What did he do to you?
He didn't do anything except... Well, I mean, he did, but not, like, physically. He took away my dancing, and that, like, really upset me because my mother was a dancer, too, and he was afraid I was going to get obsessive and everything about my weight, and so he took away my dancing.
Might you have been obsessive about your weight before he took away your slippers?
No. Like, I started to have an eating disorder, like, when... Things started to mess up, like, at home.
Mm-hmm.
When we started to fight a lot,
sure.
I started to get, like, upset.
Yeah.
And wouldn't eat.
Okay.
There is, I'm convinced from doing this show that there's not a person who's put a leotard on who didn't vomit immediately after putting the leotard on. I've never talked to a girl who did, like, anything. I mean, maybe the hustle or, like, a half-baked attempt at the robot or the moonwalk, but any kind of serious dancing at all, eating disorder.
Maybe it's something about standing in point.
I mean, I'm really small anyway, and I know I don't need to watch my weight.
All right, so what's the question? Let's get to that.
And, well, okay, so I've been living with my boyfriend, and about in September I left for Russia to study Vaganova, which is a kind of ballet. And so when I was gone for about 6 months. When I came back, like about 2 months later, about a month later, he's talking about going to Israel.
What's my dad doing in Israel?
I was like, okay, whatever. You know, you're just talking because we obviously don't have the money.
This is your boyfriend wanting to go to Israel?
Yeah.
Is this something about his career that's taking him there?
I don't know. He won't talk to me about it.
All right.
He says he has family there.
He wants to sculpt a rabbi.
Is he Jewish?
No.
Okay.
That's actually part of the reason he doesn't live with his parents is because they're very, very, like religious, and he doesn't agree with the religion.
Okay. Hey, Ophelia?
Yeah.
You know, I got to be honest with you. I'm kind of intrigued that you guys were living together since you were 14 and that he's a sculptor and that you're a ballerina. And
supporting yourself.
There's something very very interesting about it. On the other hand, there's part of me that's bored. There's too many details. This is dragging out too long.
She needs a friend.
What's the question?
Yeah.
What is the question?
Well, okay, so he's talking about going to Israel. And basically, I talked to my instructor and she said, maybe 1-2 weeks at tops, you can be gone, but you have to make it up.
All right. He too, comes from undoubtedly a very unstable family, right, where there were certain kinds of abuse rendered to him. And so he is going to have extraordinary difficulty staying in a stable relationship, particularly at his age. He is going to sabotage things. He's going to need some chaos, and he's injecting it where appropriate.
Does he make a living as a sculptor?
He has a day job, too.
You support both of you.
No, he has a day job and he sells his pieces of art.
But basically you support both of you for the most part.
I guess. Yeah. Not, but my paycheck's very...
Jeez, what a find. Imagine this guy, 17, checked up the ballerina. She's paying the utility bills. All right, Ophelia?
Huh?
This is
I don't
not,
know
I
what
mean,
the hell to do with her.
I, you know, if you...
What do you guys think?
You have to put your foot down. You can't sacrifice your career for his meanderings. He does not have a good reason to travel that I can hear. He has difficulty sustaining the relationship. Clearly, his need is for some chaos, and you have to put your foot down, set some limits, and ask him to participate.
Listen, the guy's 17. You know what my big dream was when I was 17? I wanted to visit Van Nuys. I was in North Hollywood. I'd been to Burbank and Glendale. But my big goals were to see Van Nuys one day and then possibly get around the La Crescenta, La Cañada, Flint Ridge area, let's say before my 20th birthday. This kid's 17. He's not supporting himself. Let me just say this. I know we're running late for break. You cannot travel. I don't know what her question is, Chris. And don't jump in when I'm in the middle of one of my rants about travel. If you can't pay for your own travel, you can't travel. That's it. If your grandparents are, you know, want to send you on a kibbutz for 6 months, that's fine. But, I mean, you cannot travel until you have your affairs in order stateside.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you can buy the ticket, you can pay your share of the rent while you're gone and support yourself at a hotel in Israel, wherever you live. Israel. Fine. Mike is having more fun with that. Mike, will you play that whole thing just real fast before we go to break so people know what's going on? This was a call from last week where I thought I was nuts. Where's your dad?
My dad's in Israel.
Sarah, what's your dad doing in Israel?
What's my dad doing in Israel?
All right. Now, I thought she said Israel.
She did.
She did.
She did.
I know.
Play it
and
again.
Mike, I wish you had the reaction of all the other people in the room when I said, what's your dad doing in Israel? Everyone went, what?
What's my dad doing in Israel?
Where's your dad?
Repeat.
My dad's in Israel.
There you go.
All right, now listen to what she says because it's not Israel. Don't
Where's
think
your dad?
Israel. Where's your dad?
My dad's in Israel.
Israel. Where's Israel?
See, that's why everyone made fun of me. All right, we'll
What's
be back.
My dad doing in Israel.
this is Pat Boone. You and I are listening to Loveline with Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla.
Yes, that is Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. The Surfers are here. That's Rob Machado, Peter King, Kelly Slater. Also got the OP Pro coming up. That'd be the 28th of July through the 2nd of August. All right, what's the biggest wave anyone's ever been on in this room? Not besides Drew. Kelly?
Peter caught about 100-foot wave.
But then I swallowed my surfboard right through my teeth.
I've been out in the water when it's closing out.
Waimea Bay, it's pretty big.
So. You know much about dental hygiene, Dr. Drew?
Mm-hmm.
Peter's got a big gas in his teeth.
Could this be fixed?
No, that's... Yeah, but that's your signature.
That's what people say. I'm getting my teeth fixed, right?
Like, no, don't perfect. Do it.
And people say, that's your thing,
that's
your teeth.
Thing.
That's
yeah.
not my thing. My thing is not messed up teeth.
No, it is because I, you
it's
know...
It's not my thing.
Ann said, Rob and Kelly and Peter are going to... And I said, Peter? Yeah, the guy with the effed up mouth? And I went, oh, yeah, right. How's he doing? Good. No, that's your signature. The gap in the tooth is not bad. There's a...
No.
I can't think... Who off the top
Letterman.
Of my head? Yeah, Letterman. There you go.
Lauren Bacall.
You must have like a whole poster of like famous Americans with gaps in their teeth.
Yeah. Goofy.
Most of them are British.
That's true, yeah.
Oh, nice British
Terry.
Dude. I want to apologize.
Terry Thomas.
I'm just on behalf of the band for not making a punk rock record. No, it's not punk ska, and I want to apologize.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised they allowed you guys to release it.
Peter, you had a question for me. You were talking about the break. We said we'd wait till the air.
Yeah, and we were just talking about it a little bit. I just wondering, is there a... You know, there seems to be a name and a reason for everything, and thank God you've discovered them all. Is there anything... some families, I don't know, some people... obviously, fathers and mothers and good family units are breeding grounds for success, but sometimes I know a lot of families, people who have, like, absentee father sort of situations really, really over-excel.
Mm-hmm.
Just a lot of people I know, they just seem to rise, I mean, to that top 5% of the world, you know,
yeah.
a lot of success to prove something in
yeah. You're talking about like a like maybe like a Madonna syndrome or something. I mean, not Madonna, Madonna the actress,
right.
I mean, or the singer, they come from sort of broken environments and that puts a fire in their belly.
Is that what's in her belly?
I think there's a little semen in there too, to be honest with you. But that was just to put the fire out. No, I mean, they're people. I don't think it's, and I know you're asking Drew this, but...
Oh, that's fine. It's the Madonna syndrome. We've got it.
No, but he's
jumping in
right.
here,
right.
which is, I don't think it's a natural act to want to work 80 hours a week or to want to be on stage your whole life or to... You hear about some of these people's schedules. They do 4 movies in 2 years, and they're constantly... They're never home, and they're, you know, they're working their tails off, and... a guy who's pretty healthy, pretty adjusted, he wants to put his feet up and watch a little TV once in a while and crack a beer. I mean, you work when you have to, but you don't have that need.
Yeah.
You're not on the Home Shopping Channel at night and hosting a show during the day. Wait a minute, Drew. That's Drew, everybody.
That's
Are
bad.
You on the Home Shopping Network selling, like,
he's got
golf clubs?
He's got a line of jewelry.
Oh, cool. Jewelry?
Drury. We're calling
but
it.
Yeah, there are reasons that people overexcel. I mean, some people are sort of biologically prone to do well. I mean, they just have certain talents and things, and they can do it with ease, and they don't have to overwork. They do have time to put their feet up, like Adam says, but some people really compensate by just working like crazy, and they really are like laser beaming in terms of how they approach
Wait,
their
you
life.
You show me a serious achiever. A serious achiever, and
here's
I'm going to show you somebody who didn't come from a Ozzie and Harriet type environment. Those people usually get a job at the insurance firm, go to the company picnic, have, you know, 2.3 kids, and stay married for 25 years.
Volvo.
All right. I have no idea why someone just yelled Volvo. Who was that?
Me, 2.3 kids. Volvo.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Goes with the thing.
Right.
Jasmine.
Who was on this microphone before me?
Why, does it smell?
Words.
Did Ricky Rackman come back in here and get on this thing?
He filled in for Lankus this week, yeah.
Jasmine.
Jasmine.
Hi.
What's going on?
I've been, I don't know, it's weird. I've been having, like, sexual intercourse since I was 13.
Mm.
But I started having, like, oral and anal sex when I was 12.
Oh, my God. Why?
Why? It's a very long story.
Give it the cliff notes. Two sentences.
What?
The cliff notes.
I was in love with a guy who was 22.
Nah, before that.
Yeah. Your dad leave?
There is no before that. There is no before that.
Oh, Jasmine, oh yes, there has to be.
There always is.
There is none.
You were 12 and in love with a guy who was
22.
22?
Uh-huh.
And having oral and anal sex?
I begged him and begged him and begged him and would not leave that man alone. And I realized...
You begged him for it?
Well, not necessarily for it, but I wouldn't leave him alone. I was constantly...
Okay, so what happened to you before you were 12? That's our question.
Nothing.
Something happened.
No. I'm being completely honest. Nothing ever happened.
Where's your dad?
Asleep in the other room.
Uh-huh.
Israel?
With five hookers?
No.
No. He ever hit you?
No.
Anyone ever sexualize you before 12?
No.
You never experiment with friends or anything?
Once.
When the hell were you with that?
I don't even remember.
Was it a male or a female?
It was another female.
Uh-oh. Peter's got he's got the money out.
Huh?
Peter wants to gamble, and normally this would be a gambling call, but we're already sort of embarked on this one.
Well, yeah. I haven't even gotten to the point of my question.
Well, we need to know what we're dealing with first here.
Oh.
Where's your parents still together?
No.
No.
They separated, like, right around the same time.
Around the same?
About
12. You were 12.
Yeah.
So you think maybe this was an escape from those feelings?
Yeah, kind of.
Anybody drink a little too much in the family?
Yes.
Not until like a year after that.
Okay. So somebody was an alcoholic.
Someone is now.
Okay. Well, but they were before. They may not have been drinking yet. But...
Yeah, they quit for 9 years. It was my mother.
All right, so your mom...
was about 2 years old.
So your mom's an alcoholic.
Now, yes.
Yeah, but she was before, too.
She may not have been practicing, but she's always been an alcoholic.
Yes, true.
Okay. So you have an alcoholic mom.
All right, well, that's a help.
Dad who leaves. What were the circumstances in which he left?
I live with my father now.
What were the circumstances in which the parents broke up?
My mother supposedly wasn't just wasn't happy anymore.
Was it a nasty breakup?
The breakup was, but now they're good friends.
Stay with us. We're trying to figure out what made you do something rather extraordinary at the age of 12. What was the breakup like? Was there violence?
No.
What was bad about it?
Just constant fighting, and my parents had never fought. No.
Okay. All right, I'm ready to move forward.
So the question now.
If I'm having oral sex, I can have an orgasm. But if I'm having normal sex...
Hold on, where's the guy's toe?
Huh?
Okay, go ahead.
If I'm having sexual intercourse, I am unable to have an orgasm.
And that would make you a normal female.
At 15.
Yeah.
At 15, it is?
Yeah.
At any age, potentially. Although... it's more common than not, but that's just the way women are put together.
You you may be 15, but you have the genitalia of a 29-year-old stripper. I mean, you've been through. You've been through some. You're 12, and you're with a 22-year-old guy. Oh, and where's this guy now? In prison?
No, I don't even care. I hate him.
Yeah, but seriously, what did this guy do? Did he work around metal?
No.
Huh?
No, he worked at a bookstore.
Really?
F Street.
I've always hung out with older people. My friends have always been in their 20s.
Do you have, like, hippie parents that gave you pot when you were 11?
No.
All right. Hang on. We got to go to break. All right. I'm going to break this, Jasmine. There's something going on here.
Oh, you bet there is.
No, at age 12, you do not engage in anal sex and actually be the sort of pursuer of it with a 22-year-old adult male. Unless there's something up.
Manic depression stuff.
Yeah, I mean, mom alcoholic, fine. You know, parents breaking up, okay. But there's something more, and she's a little reticent about talking about it. I can feel she's kind of short answers. Notice everything?
Oh, yeah.
One syllable. All right, we'll get to, I will crack her like an Easter egg, though, when we come back. It is Loveline. The surfers are here. We're going to take a little 10-second top-of-the-hour break, and we will be right back.
This is Loveline on
radio station.
KROQ-FM, Pasadena, Los Angeles.
The world famous K-Rock.
Peter King, Kelly Slater, and Rob Machado are all our guests tonight. They're the surfers. Songs from the Pipe is the name of the CD. Got a cool old picture of Don Kamehameha on the...
Let me help you with that. Duke Kahanamoku.
Duke Kahanamoku.
There you go.
Everyone's got a name like Don or Duke or something over there. But I was just eating at a restaurant on PCH. It was called Duke's.
Duke's, there you go.
Yeah, a bunch of pictures of this guy. He's standing like the first... I mean, like the first superstar of surfing or the pioneer of surfing or the father of surfing?
Basically.
A big wave surfing.
He introduced surfing to California and Australia in like 1912. He was a gold medalist in the Olympics for swimming. He
won
four gold medals.
Oh, is he the guy who died out in sea? Who's that? That's another guy.
That was Eddie Aikau.
What happened with that story?
It was a quick story. They were sailing a canoe from Hawaii to Tahiti, the old ancient canoe style, and they were doing it the old way by the stars and everything, and they hit big seas and they broke their mast or they capsized.
Take a helicopter. I know there's a certain thing where you try to recreate certain historical passages and whatnot. You make a boat out of reeds and you use a sextant. Screw that. I'm going to be drunk on the Lido deck. Like chasing some tail around the big chimney that's, big smokestack that's billowing out carcinogens. But anyway, the guy fell out and he never made it to shore. Did they ever find him?
They had a surfboard, I guess, on the boat, and he tried to paddle back to the islands because they were drifting out of the boat.
The passages?
Where the boats come through. And so he thought he'd paddle for help, and they never found him, and they got the rest of the guys.
Oh, that sucks. All right, mental note, never go for help.
That's it.
I think that's the message we've all learned there.
Learned that from George on Seinfeld.
Did they ever find his body, though?
No, never found his board or anything.
That's weird that they wouldn't find his board because
it's the ocean.
Yeah, well, hold on. Hold on, smart ass. Some guy tosses a Heineken bottle off a catamaran, and it eventually ends up somewhere. You know what I'm saying? This is a surfboard.
Yeah, it's made out of polystyrene and products that are never going away.
And it just sits right on top.
Yeah.
It's not like a seal's going to eat it or something. It's got to end up somewhere.
Well, it's definitely a mythological character now.
I bet it floated to some, like the Channel Islands, and some stoner grabbed it and is probably sleeping on it or something. All right. That's Don Ho, by the way. Jasmine.
Hi.
What's going on?
We've been talking to Jasmine.
Oh, yeah.
The 12-year-old.
I'm thinking about surfing now, Drew.
You were going to crack Jasmine.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, a few good questions for you, Jasmine. Jasmine was having sex with a 22-year-old when she was 12, but she was only having oral and anal sex.
Uh-huh.
Right? Now, how come you weren't having intercourse?
Because I didn't want to lose my virginity to him at that age.
Ooh. That's a certain kind of retarded logic, isn't it?
Yeah. And he didn't want to take it.
Yeah, but
that's despicable logic. Listen to that guy's thinking.
I've always been with older guys.
We heard. That's not our point.
Yeah, but
this guy goes, oh, Jasmine, sure. I value your virginity.
It took me a year, hon. Took me a year.
It took you a year
to talk him into it. He was actually asleep, and he was sleeping in my bed because he had to get up early the next morning.
All right, wait a minute. I have to retrace his footsteps in the relationship. You met him at what age?
12. I had just turned 12.
Just turned 12.
When this began, I was about to turn 13.
Uh-huh. So you just met him at 12. He's 22, and you had what kind of relationship for the first year?
Friends.
Just friendly?
Yeah.
Okay, see, that's...
I wanted him, though.
Right,
are you,
okay.
Are you an alcoholic or addict?
No.
You weren't doing drugs at that time?
No.
Is there any manic depression in your family?
Well, my mom's a little crazy, but other than that, not really.
Is she bipolar? Have they ever been suspicious that you have a mood disorder like that?
I have been suspicious, but, you know, I've never been diagnosed. I'm currently seeing, like, a counselor.
Yeah.
Merely because when it's nearing my menstrual period, I get really, really depressed.
And what does she think about these behaviors you had when you were 12? Do you talk about them?
Huh?
Do you talk about what happened when you were 12 with your therapist?
I don't think so.
Why not?
What do you mean you don't think so? I mean, you would know, wouldn't you?
Well, because it's like, all right, I've only been seeing him for like a month or so.
Yeah.
And before that, you have to go through somebody else who, like, tells them whether you need further counseling or not. And I told that person, but I'm not sure if I told the current therapist.
All right.
She doesn't sound very distraught to me. She can't have orgasms or something?
Nah, that's the least of her worries. There's something going on with her.
I'm very mature for my age. I don't mean to say that to sound...
Yeah, I know, but you're also crazy for your tone. What I mean is there's behind whatever this thinly veiled facade that you put forward to the world is, there's something going on back there. There's some pain and there's some
chaos.
There's some chaos. Wouldn't you say that's a true statement, Jasmine?
Not at that time, there wasn't.
No, not at the time you're getting sodomized by the 22-year-old?
No.
Okay.
You sound like...
All right.
Why do you hate him now if that was such a glorious experience?
Because... like last year I went to visit him and, you know, a bunch of our friends, and I hadn't seen them for like over a year, and I walked in and he turned around and looked at me and basically...
Try not to work the S word in.
Don't say give on the radio.
Yeah. Right. Hey, Jasmine, here's the deal. I know we're kind of coming down on you, but you're definitely the victim in this scenario. And this guy... is a criminal in no uncertain terms. This guy's sodomizing a 13-year-old when he's 22 or 23.
He didn't give an S to begin with about you.
Right. Okay. So anyway, Jasmine?
Uh-huh.
Just kind of go out with guys that are a little closer to your age. Could you do that?
I hate guys my age.
I think you may hate a lot of guys, though,
no,
right?
No, it's because they're very immature. I don't relate to them. I can't, you know... Guys my age, basically...
Well, right, you want a mature guy who's 23 and is going to sodomize a 13-year-old?
Is that your definition of maturity?
I want someone who is stable and who wants somebody who's in a, you know, wants a real relationship, wants, you know...
Okay.
Jasmine, you have yet to pick one of those guys. You're picking abusers, victimizers, and by avoiding people who are closer to your peer age, you're avoiding the real relationships and going after and acting out these abusive relationships.
Oh, and you know, we say 13, but boy, they really hooked up at, she was just turning 12.
11.
She really all right, don't, Drew, with his logical, work her right back into the zygote phase. He'll be 47 dating a fetus when Drew's done. But when you're 12, 13 years old, you're in the sixth grade, everybody. This guy is a senior in college.
No, you're out of college.
He wasn't in school, I'm sure.
Well, not if you go to junior college. Yeah. You're still a freshman at 22 in college, junior college. Yeah. But you are theoretically graduated college and going into whatever, and you're dating a chick who's in the sixth grade.
Doesn't this, though, blow the cover off that logic that young women have that they want to meet a mature guy? So what they go for is the most immature, asshole-ish, victimizing, older guy.
Right.
Couldn't be more immature.
Right.
Well,
and that's the guy that they're going to pick.
And listen, all you screwed-up teenagers, just because you quote Nietzsche and wear a beret does not make you mature. If you're banging a 12-year-old, you're immature. That's it. Unless you're 12, in which case, you know, it's high fives all the way around. I mean, that's pretty good. But, no. Okay. Yeah, they get sick guys, not mature guys.
Right.
Sarah.
Hey.
Hey, you're 17.
Yeah, I am the famous Israel girl.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We've
been talking about you nonstop.
Yeah, we really have.
I know. Well, that's why I thought maybe I should call and give you guys an update.
Well, repeat the sentence for us.
Where's your dad?
In his room.
Okay. Where's your dad?
My dad's in his room.
All right. See, now it was like Israel in his room. It depends.
What's my dad doing in Israel?
Here's how the human mind works. It depends what word you say in your head when she's saying it. If you say Israel, it sounds like Israel. If you say in his room, it sounds like in his room.
Well, you know, in school they do that test where you say like four words to someone and you got to pass it to the next person. Yeah. We did that in school and we said a little sentence to everybody. And by the time we got back to the teacher, it was something totally different. So.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, all it takes is one stoner in the middle.
Yeah, sort of. I was the guy in the middle that just kind of went, what was that?
So, Sarah, what's going on now?
I'm going to screw this up on purpose.
What's going on now, Sarah?
Okay, well, first of all, like, the next day he came up to me, he's like, were you on Loveline? I'm like, no, what are you talking about?
Wait, bring us up. What was the problem? Set the stage.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, well, I called you guys and, you know, I've been giving my boyfriend oral sex. And then, like, one time I was, you know, I was just in my house all by myself with him, and he kind of went, you know, did the whole pants thing, and I thought maybe he was just going to do whatever, but then he started, you know, having sex, and I was like, no, stop.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, okay.
The reason we listened to your calls because a few people in Denver got pissed off.
That's why
we went back and listened to it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they thought we mishandled it, that it should have been more focused in our insistence that you deal with this as a rape. Remember, you didn't want to. You wanted to stay with this guy.
Right.
What happened?
Okay, well, then a few days after he, you know, asked me if it was me on the radio, you know, I talked to him about it, and I was like, you know, I didn't really, you know, feel very comfortable about what you did to me. He's like, yeah, okay. But we worked it out, and we're still together.
I don't know if that's a happy ending or not.
But we're not having sex. We're not, I mean.
You're not.
We're having oral sex, but we're not having sex. He, you know, he doesn't provoke anything. I'm always the one.
Did you say you denied to him that it was you on the radio at first?
Yeah, because I did.
So you were, like, kind of scared to talk.
So you're, yeah. But do you think you were raped by your boyfriend?
Well, once I talked to you guys, because I think, Drew, didn't you say something about how I should, like, say something to him or something?
Yeah, I thought you should tell other people, adults particularly, that there was a sexual assault, and I thought a rape.
Because I wasn't quite sure. So that's why I called you guys.
Well, I mean, we are sensed talking to you that you really clearly were not willing to look at it that way. You felt that it was quasi-consensual, and even though you said no, maybe he didn't understand. And,
yeah.
You know, I still think that this is a person that has some pretty nefarious capacity here. You know, this is not good.
Yeah, on the other hand, and not that I want to defend him, but you're a 17-year-old guy. You're getting the oral sex, and sometimes hormones kick in, and... This, you know what I mean? There's a certain momentum your testes get.
But our, you know, our society requires.